It is every player's dream to make that play at the end of the game where you thwart your opponent's chances of winning the football game. It happened to the man on my left on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles cornerback Bradley Fletcher, who broke up the fourth down pass intended for Michael Floyd, got up the big old bump that you did with your teammates. It must have been just an awesome feeling.
You know, that's a great feeling to be in that situation in the game and to be able to make the play to help us win the game. You know, as a corner, you always want to be in that situation.
Did you want the ball? I mean, what are you thinking about before the play?
Yeah, in a situation like that, you want to be the guy to help the team win, and the ball was thrown my way, and I was able to make the play.
I like the way that this cornerback group is coming together. The defensive backs are really being physical, but really being smart. It seems, Bradley, like everybody's on the same page. You agree with that?
Yeah, you know, we're out there to make plays. I think we have a good secondary here, and we're going to continue to work during the week and go out on Sundays and make plays.
How was it for you getting back into action, shaking off some of the rust from sitting out a couple of games?
Oh, yeah, it feels great. You know, after sitting out for a while, it felt good getting back in the groove of things, getting through the practice week, and then being able to play on Sunday. It felt really good.
And you had the big play. Hey, yeah. Bradley, December is a time when it is let's make the playoffs time. Have you experienced big playoff feeling games in your NFL career?
Yes. A few years back, got an opportunity against we were playing the Seahawks last game of the year, and we came up short, but if we could have pulled that one out, we would have went in as a wild card.
Does it change things?
Yeah.
Does the game change?
The game, when you're in that situation, you have that opportunity in front of you. It's, you know, everything's at a high level.
Yeah.
You know, a lot's expected out of everybody because we want to win.
Do you feel like that's kind of the way the team is approaching these games now?
Yeah, I mean, every game is a big game. I mean, we need everyone to put ourselves in a position that we can go ahead and be able to make the playoffs. So we got to get these.
Yeah, but I you know, when I'm in the locker room, it does, even though it is pressure-packed, and the locker room seems loose.
Yeah.
It seems like there's just a really good energy going through that place.
And that's how you want to be. You know, we go out, do our work on the field, but in the locker room, you know, we're relaxed, enjoying our time, enjoying each other, and, you know, getting ready to go here. It's coming Sunday.
Tell me about the defense that we saw in the preseason when, I mean, let's be honest, it was tough. All right? And
right.
To now, it's a huge difference. Why?
You know, everything's gelled. Guys are, you know, more focused. Guys are understanding what's expected of them in our defense, if it's a drop or in some of our man pressures or everything that we got going on. And once you're able to gel and everything is getting situated like that, then that's when you're able to get some wins and guys are able to play at a higher level and our defense is able to play a lot better.
When you say gel, I'm going to take that to mean, in part, all right, you need to find out what the coaches are trying to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
They need to trust that you can do what they need you to do. Is that kind of part of the whole process?
Yeah, through the coaches to players, but then also player to player on the field, where you know this guy or that guy is going to be where they need to be at on the field, and you get to play where you need to be at more comfortably.
Yeah. Well, so everybody believes
it. Yeah, everybody,
Your confidence level is very high.
Yeah, when I say jail, that just everybody's on the same page is all I'm getting at.
Okay, so we've got, last week it was Floyd and it was Fitzgerald, these beasts of receivers, and now it's Calvin Johnson. Let's first talk about the success the defense had against Arizona. Challenges against playing those kinds of receivers.
Yeah, those kind of receivers are always a challenge. You know, they're big. They got a big catch radius with their arms, and, you know, you got to be able to play everything at the high point. You got to go after balls in the air. So that's what we were able to do then last Sunday, and now we're going into another game here with Detroit where – we have the same situation going on with a guy like Calvin Johnson, and we have to play at a high level again this week.
I remember seeing Calvin, his first time I ever saw him in uniform prior to a game a couple years back. And I don't know if you ever are a guy who enjoys watching horses at all, but a Clydesdale is this just beast of a beast. And that's what he looks like in uniform. I mean, he is simply magnificent physically, right? I mean, he's what a great every physique, everything, he's got it all, doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely has it all. I have a lot of respect for him. And, he's a guy, when he gets going, his stride and everything he has, big catch radius and everything that he can do as a receiver is really good for them. But you know, we definitely have our task in front of us. It will be a big one for us, but we can definitely make some plays here, you know, as long as we're focused and playing the ball aggressively.
Absolutely. You know, I'd never heard the term catch radius until this week.
Yeah.
This is something that the coaches seem to be using quite a bit, and that means that he can catch a ball up here, he can catch a ball up here, he can catch any.
Exactly.
It's like this big, what do you call the guy who's... The guy who stretches his body all over the place. Stretch man. What was it? Fantastic Four guy.
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, your job is to make sure that he doesn't catch the ball.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right? Amen.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck. Bradley Fletcher in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.